Hi. Welcome to another episode of Polk on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Polk, and today I've got Frederick Bostel. He's the power management specialist in Europe, or I should say a power management specialist in Europe for analog devices. They have quite a few, but we're talking to you today, right, Fred?
Yes. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. The bottom line is that power's back, Fred. You know, once upon a time, you know, being more efficient just meant buying a better power supply or possibly changing out your caps or something. But now it's really becoming recognized that power management is a system-level thing. It's critical that you get the right components at the board level. It's critical that you have the right topology of the circuit. It's critical that you have the right communications interfaces, the right command structure. I mean, it goes all the way up the scale now.
Yes, that's totally right. And I see what we see in power management right now is a trend towards integrating many of these functions you just talked about into a single IC rather than having 5, 6, or 7 ICs on the board doing the same function.
Right, but that's obviously not just an industrial requirement. That's a trend that's been pushing its way through the marketplace for a while now, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think it started about 15 or 20 years ago when the handset mobile phone business was really looking at more integrated devices because of space constraints, but also because of cost issues. And they did an excellent job in generating or designing ICs that have a lot of functions integrated. And then over time, this high level of integration was moving towards different industries as well. So we can see this in healthcare, but also in industrial applications today.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it, because an industrial application doesn't necessarily have to, you know, if you think about old school industry, they never cared how big the equipment was nor how much power it consumed as long as it made the product they wanted. But now everything is a cost center. Everything's got to be efficient.
Yes, this is totally right. So in industrial power management, what's really important is efficiency, higher efficiency, because of legislature, but also just because of power consumption or of the ability to dissipate heat in different kinds of systems.
Go ahead, please, Fred.
Okay, and I was just going to add that also the functionality is really increasing dramatically within industrial applications. And one example I would like to mention is the German initiative called Industry 4.0. And that was started, I don't know, do you know about this? Have you heard this before?
I must admit, I've heard of it, but I don't know many of the details. Why don't you talk a little bit about it for our audience?
Yeah, so it's started in 2011, and it was started by the German government, as I mentioned, at the Hanover Industrial Fair. And the intention behind this initiative really is to have a smart factory, so that components of a factory, all the industrial systems would be interconnected and very flexible to be able to react to different demands or be really flexible within a mass production type of environment, but also be able to be energy efficient so that the industry can move forward with growth rates to provide, you know, products and things to the growing population on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so now, having said all of that, what is ADI, what is analog devices doing to address this market segment, to address this need, to move the ball forward, as it were?
Yes, so what we do is we focus on micro PMUs, which are small power management units that integrate many of the DC to DC converters, such as linear regulators, but also switching regulators, into one package. And to save cost, but also to make it a smaller solution size to be used in industrial applications. We specifically target industrial applications by using a process that is capable of running at 12 volts, because of a lot of the micro power management units in the market today that come from the handset business are more geared towards lithium-ion battery voltages, which is 3.6 or 3.8 volts. Mm-hmm. Now, the micro PMUs that we're just introducing right now can run off of 12-volt rails, which can be a big advantage in industrial applications.
Well, and exactly, because it doesn't help if your solution is great, but it doesn't fit into existing infrastructures.
That's completely right. One other thing that's really important for this market is to have, if you integrate a lot of power management DC to DC converters onto one chip, you don't only save space and cost that we already talked about, but also you have the opportunity to integrate a lot of management functionality, as in supervisories or things like a little digital interface, so that you can actually change voltages on the fly to make the power supply more efficient in low load conditions or things like that. If you have a microprocessor or something or an FPGA, you can run at different core voltages depending on the workload on this processor. But also many other supervisory functions such as changing the current limit while the application is running, it makes such a solution really flexible for the industrial space.
Exactly. And, well, I mean, intelligence is going into so many – when you think about power, and you think about power, say, 20 years ago, and you think about power today, the amount of intelligence in power systems has exploded. It's become finally obvious that some little bit of active management can go a very long way in system efficiency.
Yeah, this is definitely right. This functionality really is needed because, as I said, systems get interconnected much, much more. They have more interfaces. With the interfaces, you need more and more different voltages. And handling all these things is really difficult. Now, not only do we have some ICs that we just introduced, like our ADP5050 family, but also what's really important is to make the design engineers capable of using all these functionalities without having to spend a lot of time in doing research and learning about these products. So in other words, in the old days, somebody might have had a lot more time to design one DC to DC converter. Nowadays, we have to come up with powering five different voltage rails. It's really useful to have nice tools available where they can just enter a certain specification of the product, and then a lot of the actual design work is taken off their shoulders because it's provided by analog devices in our case.
Right. So you've got online tools and, of course, I imagine reference designs and FAEs that are more than ready to help everybody.
Definitely. So these things are available. And the online tools that we just mentioned, I think, are really important because not only does it help to select the external components, but especially in such power management units, it's really important to figure out ahead of time if the power dissipation will work in such a small package or if it is necessary to have two chips after all. And it would be a shame to find this out in a late design point, so it's kind of nice to have a tool. You enter your parameters, and it tells you exactly what the junction temperature of the silicon will be. And if that's okay, you can go ahead with the further evaluation and come up with a complete design.
Exactly. Well, because it is so critical nowadays. And besides, thermal management is power management. I mean, they're inextricably linked. You can't design a power system without keeping in mind the thermals, because not only for the reliability of the power circuit, but for the other devices in the system.
Yes, this is totally right. You like to keep the system temperature cool so that you don't have such a fast aging process in the system, right? You don't want capacitors and components to fail after a few years, especially in the industrial world. I think the mobile phone business is a little bit different in that regard. But if you target industrial applications, that's definitely very important. And you get to cool systems by having higher efficiency in your power conversion.
Exactly. So, Fred, having said all of that and the support Are there any special pages for those technologies with analog devices, or is it they should just go to the ADI homepage?
Yes, so on our homepage, you will very quickly find what you're looking for. As I said, we're focusing on a lot of these industrial applications, especially while many products can be used for healthcare and other segments. Just generally, analog devices is known for the industrial market, but a lot of circuit designers, don't really know that analog devices is also in the power management field. And within the last few years, we've really done a lot of things in the power management area, and I think we focused on quite a lot of really unique, interesting products and ideas where we think we can really be successful. So that's why I would like to tell everybody just to come to our home and just check out power management also, and you'd be surprised probably.
Excellent. Well, any other final thoughts for our audience before we close out the episode?
Just generally, when you talk about micro PMUs, it's quite interesting. I had this story. We saw our customer, and on the agenda, we said, we're going to be talking about micro PMUs. And they said, oh, PMU is interesting. And then we started our conversation, and they looked at us real funny, and we looked at them real funny, and because we didn't know what was going on. And it turns out PMU in the electronics field, besides outside of management, would be parametric measurement units, which are like 16-bit ADCs used for test equipment. And so when talking about PMUs, it's quite important that people know, oh, you're talking about power management in that case.
That's
the story that happened to us was quite funny.
Well, that's the problem with too many acronyms, I think, sometimes.
Exactly. I think so, too. Very often I have to look up acronyms during my working day, and it could be so much easier.
Yeah, I have Acronym Finder bookmarked on my browser because, I go through it all the time. But then you figure, news desk, I get it all the time. But, Fred, that's a different story. We've got to bring you back another time to talk some more about this stuff, but unfortunately we have to close this episode out. I want to thank you for taking the time to be by. I think it's very important that our audience find out what's going on in the space of intelligence and power systems, industrial, consumer, whatever, and I'm really glad that you were able to come and give us that information about what Analog Devices is doing in the industrial space.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me.
Oh, pleasure is mine. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paul for Paul on Power. Have a great day.